this meditation, it's simply a pause and a stop, a preparation to receive the energy of Kryon, the loving messages of Kryon. And in this preparation, you may even wish to close your eyes. You may even wish to place a hand on your heart. And you may even wish to acknowledge that the true nature of who you are is eternal. That means that you have had no beginning and you never end. We get to spend time on this beautiful planet in the bodies that we're in. It's a temple and a vessel that holds our eternalness. And so we just give gratitude and thanks for this moment where we are able to experience the contrast of our eternal nature within a vessel that has a finite experience. And you may wish to take a deep breath and then just relax further into the chair. You can place your hands on your lap if you've had them on your heart. And we welcome in the beautiful energy and message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. This month has a theme. We have been giving every single month a theme of four messages. And this is no different. The first week of the month, we told you what the theme would be, and we continue it even today. Dear ones, changes are afoot. And what this truly means is change is that which is, I would say, I would indicate more than not what you're going to experience in this new energy. That is perhaps the biggest element that you could say, well, what was then and what was now, what has happened before, what has happened after COVID, it's change. And there are four profound changes that I wish to talk about. I talked about one already, and today is going to be another. There are all manner of things that you could say the new energy is bringing you. You could say, well, I think the biggest thing is the new light. I think the other thing is the way that institutions are changing, or this or that, or what COVID has done or does not. But I'm telling you, the biggest thing, change. Changes that you did not expect. Now, that's the big one. And so we're going to posture this with a little bit of research, a little science, actually. Have you ever noticed something that history tends to repeat itself? If you go back, if you're a historian, you can see this. It is so profound that it just seems like there is a dysfunction in humanity. It seems like generation after generation, the same mistakes keep being made. You'll get through one war, you'll take a break, and you'll get right back into it, perhaps for the same countries, for the same reasons, perhaps even in the same location. This has been the way history has happened. And it doesn't matter whether it's ancient history or it is absolutely current. Doesn't it seem to you, like when you look at history, that the elements that would create argument, the elements that would create hatred or fear, seem to pop up over and over. Generation after generation, it's almost like one generation accomplished something and they said, this is done, I'm glad it's over, and the next generation then rekindles it. And here it comes again. This is so profoundly true as you look at it that you would ask, is there any science behind it? It's the scientist, Greg Braden, who put this together and started looking at it and asking, is there a cycle and perhaps a reason for this? Indeed, the research shows that there is a cycle. The research shows that there's even a definition of how long that cycle actually could be. You didn't expect science around history repeating itself, did you? But it does. So let me put it in a way that's a bit different than the scientist Greg put it and make it simplified. Pretend for a moment there's levels of awareness and energy on this planet. And for eons, you have been at a level and an energy that had a definition because of the vibration it was at. Let's say the vibration is X, a number X. And X gives you cycles. And those cycles have numbers and years. And as long as you're in the energy of X, those things continue to repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat. And we have told you so many times that you have been stuck in an old energy as long as you can remember, as long as you can look at your history books. It just seemed that that energy, that low energy, was there. Suddenly, we've told you a new energy is here, is coming, is being developed, is evolving. Let's call it X plus one. It's a new energy. It's not necessarily Y yet, but it's X plus one. It means it's starting to evolve. Question for you, if you've been listening. If you're in X plus one, will the same cycles then repeat? Or would it be a new energy enough so that you're on like another track? I want you to see and envision something. You're on a train and it's on a track that it's always been on. It goes in a circle. That circle is your history, and it tends to repeat itself over and over and over for hundreds of years. You go to a situation, suddenly you see another track available that is an off-siting, an offshoot. It's a switchable place where you could go to another circle. And that other circle, indeed, it's still a circle, is just on another level, up higher. The switch is thrown, the train goes then up a little hill, and now it's on another circle. That's X plus one. But in that new circle, there's no history. Are you seeing? You've never been around that circle. Oh, it's a long one. Maybe it lasts 50 years. Maybe it lasts a generation or more only. Maybe it lasts 100. But as the train goes up and goes to that level and then is on that circle, it's on virgin track. It's never had a history before. It's making new rules. It's making new assumptions. It is an elevated track then, is it not? X plus one is where you are. You've changed tracks, dear ones, and so here is the premise of the change. I want to give it to you now. I hope some of you write it down. Do not expect what's happened in the past to be the model of what's going to happen in the future. History will not necessarily repeat itself because you're in X plus one. You're in that elevated track where there is no history to repeat. It's like you're riding the first time around the track right now. This is what the scientist Greg Braden presented and showed you very profoundly in his work. And he would be the first one to agree. that if you change tracks, there's no history to repeat. And that is the essence also of his work and his book and the solutions that he came with as well. Change tracks. What does this mean for you personally? Let's talk about some of these things. It's not just history that you've changed. It's the way you act. What do you expect next? If you've been around many people and they're talking about, for instance, coming out of COVID, or what's next for the planet now that things have changed this way, what kind of things do you hear? Well, there are those who say, well, we're supposed to be in the new normal. But I'm not seeing it. You know, don't you, that the government will never change. It's the government, you know. People are not going to change. You know they're people. We've got race problems. That's not going to change. It never has. It's just going to settle down. Nothing's going to be accomplished. Over here, the crime over here, it's just going to return. You've heard that over and over, dear ones, because that's how humans think. They get together and they discuss what's wrong with the planet, and they decided everything is wrong with the planet. And if anyone has hope, they'll tell them it's only hope for a moment. And it's a return to the old track it used to be on. You know I'm right. What do you do when your friends sit around and discuss how everything is going to return to the where it was, and the corruption is never going to get better, and the greed is never going to get better, and humans never get better, and you can just expect the worst? What do you do? Well, the first thing we have discussed even before is don't join in. Now, you can listen if you wish to. You don't have to walk out. But if they turn to you and ask, you can say, well, I think there's more hope than there has been in the past. That's what's happening in my life anyway. You don't make them wrong. You show them light. You don't have to say what I'm going to tell you, but you can know this. And those old souls right now who are feeling it are saying, yes, yes, we're feeling that we're on this new track. There is a new energy here. X plus one is starting on this planet. You are not going to experience in the future what you experienced in the past. There's no rule that says it's going to go back to the way it was. There just isn't. Where is it going then? And this is where you can say, I don't know, but I know that right now we have an opportunity to take it where it's never been before, to make changes that stick, to say things we want collectively for them to be a certain way and that sticks, and it doesn't have to return to the way it was. Oh, there's more, dear ones. I'll give you one the next time we're together. It's a big one. But the lesson of this day, this change, you're on a new track. Do not expect what's happened in the past to be your future. Can you go there with me? Can you understand this? I hope so, old soul, because that is your lineage, and that is why you're here, to see it and to make the change. I am Kryon, in love with humanity. And so it is.